This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. This is the Wednesday Fitness Notes edition, and this is the first episode of 2019. And I want to wish you all a happy new year. Hope you ring in the new year right. Today, I want to get back to some of the root things that are going to keep you successful in 2019 when it comes to fitness. And, you know, what happens every year is people set these New Year's resolutions. We talked about that, you know, in a few episodes last week. And when they set these New Year's resolutions, they stick to them for a couple of weeks, and then they fall by the wayside. And what we want to do is we want to build a little bit of toughness inside of us that's going to allow us to keep going no matter what. Because here's the thing. Fitness isn't just about when you're motivated, right? It's not for you just when you're motivated. It's easy to do fitness when you're motivated. It's easy to train. It's easy to eat right. It's easy to do all these things. But what happens when you open up the door and it's 15 degrees outside? Are you going to make that trip to your car to get to the gym? Are you going to make that 30-minute, 40-minute run? Or are you going to go back inside and, you know, enjoy the warmth and sit on your couch? That's the dilemma that a lot of people face. The other thing is that we're in the winter months right now, and so a lot of you are training after work or before work. And so what happens is you leave work and it's starting to get dark outside and you don't have your clothes with you. So you go home, you try to pack those up, and all of a sudden it's evening time and you want to sit down. You just want to have dinner and you just want to watch TV. So what are you going to do to prevent that? What I want to do today is to give you three different things that could potentially help you to get through these dilemmas. And I want to help you to become successful. Now, a little note about New Year's resolutions. I don't particularly believe in them. I think that any part of the year is a good time to be working on your goals, not just the beginning of the year, not just in that time when everybody's doing it and everybody's motivated. You want to be continually setting goals. You want to be continually trying to improve yourself, and you want to constantly assess yourself each week. But for those of you who are taking this time right now at the beginning of 2019 to improve yourselves, I do applaud you, right? And though I think that New Year's resolutions a lot of times are useless, I also think that if you are putting the work in to improve yourself, to get better, I want to help you to be successful at that. So let's get into it. The first thing that you really need to do here is you need to build habits. And when I talk about habits, I mean building things into your day that if you don't do them, you just don't feel right. For me, for example, training is a part of my day. If I don't get a training session in, my day is not really complete. I don't feel good about it. It's kind of like going to work without brushing your teeth. I feel a little bit naked. I feel a little bit dirty if I don't get it done. And that's just because I've been doing it for so long and because I've started to realize the benefits of it. Training makes me feel better. It helps me to remain calm. It helps me to think better. It helps me to perform my work better. And so when you are getting into your training and you're getting into your routine, you need to set a routine. You need to have rituals that you do every day that are part of your day, like brushing your teeth or putting on your tie or getting dressed, right? And you want to make those rituals into something that's a little bit enjoyable, right? A little bit enjoyable. Because if they're not enjoyable, eventually you're not going to do them. You want to start to feel that clear-headed process that happens after you train. You want to start to feel that clean feeling in your lungs, that ache in your muscles. You want to start to enjoy that. And that all goes into building a habit. You're literally helping yourself to become addicted to something that's positive. Now, I have a bit of an addictive personality. I've been addicted to a bunch of things, both good and bad in my life. And that's what works for me. For you, the process of habit building might be a little bit different, right? You might be a very, very organizational person and you might have to schedule everything out. For me, it's more of a feeling. I need to train at certain points in the day because I know if I don't, I'm going to get jittery. I'm going to get moody. I'm going to be, you know, not my best. So that's number one. Build these into habits. Make them into things that are just like brushing your teeth, making your bed, and, you know, form little habits around them. Keep yourself organized. When you're heading to work, make sure you have your gym clothes with you, right? Make sure you have gym clothes with you at all times. You never know when it might be a good time to get a workout in. Make sure you have some good food around you at all times, right? When you're packing your bag for lunch, make sure you include some good healthy snacks that are going to keep you on the path. All right. So do that every day. Get yourself ready every morning. Tell yourself the night before exactly what you're going to do. Set your agenda, set your schedule, and then execute it. The next thing is this, and this is a really important one. There's going to be days that no matter how much you've organized yourself, no matter how much you have told yourself you're going to do it, that you just don't want to do it, that you just don't want to train, that you just don't want to eat right. You know, when somebody orders lunch for the office and they're ordering a bunch of cheesy bread or a bunch of ice cream or something like that, pizza, you know, what you got to do is you got to do the right thing even when you don't want to do it. You have to create a small victory for yourself, because if you're standing at your front door and it's freezing outside and you don't want to go out to the gym or you don't want to go out for that run, do it anyways. When you do something like that, it creates a small victory in your mind. You've defeated that aspect of yourself that wants to be weak, that wants to lay around, that wants to be lazy. And the more you defeat that aspect of yourself, the better you get at it, the better you become at controlling your mind and allowing yourself to be in control rather than that part of you that's part of all of us human beings that just wants to sit around, just wants to relax and not do anything. Remember, we are human beings, but we are also animals, and animals like inactivity, right? And the more you are active, the more you allow yourself to create those victories in your mind, that in and of itself becomes a habit. The final thing is this: set challenges for yourself. Set small goals that you're going to accomplish. I'm going to train this amount of times this month, right? I'm going to run this amount of miles this month. I am going to lift this amount of weight this month. Little goals like that. What they'll do is they'll create challenges for you that you need to overcome if you are going to get to where you want to go. And the thing about overcoming challenges, again, it becomes a habit in and of itself. You get addicted to having a challenge in front of you. And the more you do it, the more you won't feel right when you don't have a challenge in front of you and you don't have a challenge you're working on. So create these challenges. Start small. You know, work toward each challenge, each month, each week, each day. Allow yourself to feel that pressure a little bit. And, you know, at the end of that, throughout your life, you're going to be craving those challenges. You're going to constantly be craving the ability to get better, the ability to get stronger, and the ability to become a better person than you once were. So each of those things I just talked about, they could translate to any aspect of your life. They could translate to any aspect of success. And I do hope you implement them here in 2019. That's all I've got for that. Just a couple of announcements here, guys. Number one, if you haven't been here before, this is the Warrior Soul Podcast. I've started doing these intros at the end because a lot of people have asked me to do those so that the announcements aren't at the beginning. But the Warrior Soul Podcast's mission is to help the U.S. military veteran community to become better, stronger, and more capable. And the reason why we do it is because over the past decade and a half, well, we faced a lot of issues, high suicide rates, high rates of veteran homelessness, and high rates of chronic disease. And a lot of people have been trying to raise awareness about these issues. Awareness is great, but we want solutions. And so what this podcast does is it tries to deliver solutions to the U.S. military veteran community to help them become better, stronger, more capable, and to live their best lives. If you're not a veteran, stick around for all of our episodes. You'll always be able to find something that can apply to your own life. The only thing we ask of you is that you share these episodes out, that you write us a review on iTunes, right? A written rating and review really helps us to spread the word about the show and helps us to spread word about this movement. Additionally, I just want to say that we do a lot here at Warrior Soul. We do these podcasts. We have a lot of fitness blogs and fitness videos over on the Warrior Soul Agogi YouTube channel. You can go and check out. And we also consult in business. For those of you out there who are entrepreneurs, who are looking to build your own business, we have developed a business that helps people to create more business, to become more successful. So if you're interested in taking a look at what we have to offer there, head over to www.warriorbusiness.net to participate in our free training. Finally, this podcast would not be possible without the good people at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats, and they also make cheese crisps now. These are amazing. They're macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. So delicious. And you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout, and you'll get 20% off of your first order. With that, I want to thank you for listening to the Warrior Soul Podcast. Get out there and live your best lives while you can.